So we'll have a period of walking meditation and recap some of the suggestions I made yesterday. One, to adopt that zoom in, zoom out approach, beginning with overall awareness of the movement of the body, becoming comfortable and relaxed and interested about the body and mind as it's walking along, and then to focus more specifically on the sensations in the soles of the feet. And we can use this mantra, Bhutto, or any other mantra that you find helpful. Usually a two-syllable mantra is good, one for right foot, one for left foot. One for right foot, one for left foot. We also suggested that walking is a good posture for developing mindfulness of the body, particularly the bones, ati in Pali, because as you walk and your heel touches the ground, then you can feel that sensation that travels up through the bones from the heel bone up the leg. I can't remember all the name of the bones, up to the legs, the hip, and up the spine, and to right up into the skull. And developing mindfulness of body means body as body, not me or mine. And seeing that we all carry around this skeleton with us. In forest monasteries, I often have skeletons on display for people who are doing this kind of meditation. And one time, a group of lay people came into the Dhamma hall at Wat Pa Phong, and they were all afraid of the skeleton. And Ajahn Chah was teasing them and said, "Look, do you realize you're all carrying one around with you? You know what?" Finding ways of reducing attachment to the sense of body is me and who I am, and this is a very good technique to do it, just to be aware of bone as bone and the bones in different parts of the body that you're aware of as you're walking. One of the choice of point for focus of attention is in the abdomen, and that can be a very effective focus for mindfulness and clear comprehension as you're walking. So again, there is space for opportunity for some experimentation. It doesn't mean you have to. That the soles of the feet are the only choice here. The abdomen is a good choice. Try this if you're getting too distracted or mind just won't stay there, just can't cultivate the kind of enthusiasm and interest you need. Just come out to that more spacious feeling throughout the whole body, or just the body moving through space. Because apart from anything else, like the walking meditation is really the meditation which is just inherently pleasant. I mean, if you develop this meditation, it's far more easily adapted to daily life, because we're always walking here and there, even if it's just upstairs, downstairs, from your car to your house, or one room to another room. And once you know how to slip into that meditative mode, then you can really apply that in daily life very well. And when out walking in the park or walking in under the trees, then I can think of almost nothing which is just so pleasurable. It's just walking up and down in the shade of a tree. And it's a meditation, So really worth learning how to do this initially, because your eyes are open and because you're receiving a lot more input from the world around you, it can be more difficult to establish mindfulness. But once you have established some mindful base, then the walking posture is one which really lends itself to investigation, to wisdom practices, because the momentum and the rhythm of the walking helps that kind of investigative mode of practice.